Yeah, I think when the Bible speaks about, you know, like in Ephesians, not partnering with those who are doing the evil deeds in darkness, is speaking to partnering with them in doing evil deeds. It's speaking in terms of like holding hands and going to accomplish evil works. And that's definitely a compromise. I don't know if there's any more blatant form of compromise than that. And that's something I would never do. I would never hold hands with somebody who has an agenda that is contrary to the scriptures and walk with them into that agenda to get that accomplished. Now, we're not talking about motives of the heart, obviously, because I don't know their heart's motives, but when it's blatantly obvious, the motive of this song is to degrade, is to misogynize or whatever, I'm not going to partner with you in that. And so what I've done thus far is I've actually just allowed the songs I've done with people who probably are not believers, I've allowed them to articulate their worldview, and then I've in some ways addressed it. And I think it's beneficial. It's like having a conversation with a person that's not a Christian and recording it and allowing people to hear that dialogue. So a faithful message for me, I think what some people do is they tend to tend to make the music more than it is. Music cannot pastor you, and its intention is not to pastor people. You know, hopefully I will be pastored, and through that shepherding articulate a biblical worldview. And that's really what the intention of my music is to do, is just to give a biblical worldview. And what that means is, if I'm going to talk about grace, I'm going to talk about grace from the perspective of the scriptures. If I'm going to talk about sin, I'm going to talk about sin from the perspective of the scriptures. So it doesn't mean I make sin look pretty and nice and happy. It means I make it look as ugly as it is in song. And some people may not like that, you know. But, you know, they didn't cover David's affair with Bathsheba over in the scriptures, or some of the heinous crimes that were done. They're painted there so you can get a vivid picture of sin. But, you know, when you see it as vivid and ugly as it is, how much sweeter is the gospel? You know, how much sweeter is the grace of God after knowing Moses has murdered, David has murdered and committed adultery? How much sweeter is the grace of God in the midst of that? So a faithful message for me will be articulating a biblical worldview as best as I can, and allowing people to see that perspective in art.